In today's Gospel, we have the famous meeting between Jesus and Nicodemus. We had talked about Nicodemus a few weeks ago. As you know, he was one of the leaders of the people. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, which were the 71 elders that governed Israel at that time. It would be like being a member of the Supreme Court. Nicodemus was very brilliant, well-respected, and he was also a Pharisee. In those days, there were 6,000 Pharisees in Israel at the time. The Pharisees were the very conservative, traditional religious followers of the Mosaic Law. And so he was a Pharisee as well as being a member of the Sanhedrin. And he came to Jesus at night, perhaps for a few reasons. One, he was afraid to be seen as a follower of Christ. He didn't want other people to know, especially the members of the Sanhedrin, that he was coming to talk to the Lord. He perhaps wanted to avoid the crowds, and this would be a time where he could talk at length to the Lord at night when there wouldn't be many other people around. So he came to Jesus at night, and he calls him Rabbi, which is a title, a complimentary title, calling him a teacher. And he says, "We know you are a teacher who has come from God." So again, he gives the Lord a compliment. He doesn't call him the Messiah. He doesn't call him the Lord. He calls him a teacher. So he has some faith that Jesus is a good man. And he says, "You must come from God because of the signs that you're doing. And no one could do these things unless God was with him." Well, what does the Lord say to this teacher of Israel? He says, "Amen, amen, I say to you." Again, the word amen means, "I believe, so be it." But it means even more than that. It means, what is about to be revealed, you must be willing to stake your life on that. Again, the word amen meant that you had to be willing to stake your life on what the Lord is about to reveal. He says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." There's different translations. Either you have to be born again or born from above. Again, the original Aramaic word could mean either one, either to be born again or to be born from above. And Jesus says, unless you are born from above, you cannot see the kingdom of God. That would have been a great surprise to someone like Nicodemus, a Pharisee, who thought that they could earn their way to heaven by fulfilling all the legalistic rules, by following all the Mosaic laws, all the 630 Mosaic laws that they had been handed down and that the Pharisees had added. So they figured that they could earn their way to the kingdom of God by being righteous in their own eyes. The Lord said, no. The only people that will get to the kingdom of God is those that are born again, those that are born from above. Well, Nicodemus takes the Lord literally and says, surely how can a man re-enter his mother's womb and be born again? How can he be born again once he is old? You can't climb back into your mother's womb and be born again. Here Jesus clarifies it. He's not talking about a physical rebirth. He's talking about a spiritual rebirth. And then he tells Nicodemus how this will take place. Again he says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." So here the Lord is revealing baptism. And to prove this, right after he gives us, the very next thing you'll see is that Jesus and the disciples go to the Jordan River and begin baptizing. So there's a connection between what happens here and what happens in the very next day. The very next day they go out and begin baptizing to confirm that it's having to do with baptism. So he says, you must be born again of water and the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is very clear that this is how we are born from above. This is how we are born again. We don't climb back into our mother's womb, but we do go to the church. And the baptismal font is the womb that gives us new birth. When we're baptized, we are washed clean of all sin, original sin, any sins we've ever committed are washed away when we're baptized. And we are born again of water and the Holy Spirit. So that's how important baptism is for us as Christians. It's what makes us a Christian. If we're not baptized, we are not Christians. We have to be baptized, Jesus says, of water and the Holy Spirit in order to enter into the kingdom of God. That's why the Catholic Church has always said, make sure you baptize a child as soon as possible after birth, because you want that child to be able to live in the kingdom of heaven, to be born again of water and the Holy Spirit. Are there exceptions to this? Of course, God is not limited. We think of the good thief on the cross when he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus says, I assure you this day you'll be with me in paradise. So yes, God can work outside of the sacraments. Normally, though, he works within the sacraments, but God is not limited by that. So the good thief on the cross most likely was never baptized, but he had baptismal desire, a desire for baptism. And so Jesus said he would be saved. Moms and dads who lose children through miscarriage or other ways in which a child dies before baptism, is that outside of God's plan? Can they still be saved? Yes, they can still be saved by this desire for baptism. The church sees that, yes, they can still be saved. The ordinary way is through water and the Holy Spirit. But we do not limit God's mercy. The Catechism talks about this, that children who die before baptism, we entrust to the love and the mercy of God, that God would take these children to himself. Now, for those that are baptized, we have an absolute guarantee that they go to heaven. So that is great comfort to parents that know that their children are baptized. And so we cannot diminish the necessity of baptism. Jesus says we must be baptized. But the church also says that we cannot limit God's mercy to those who die without any fault of their own, without baptism. If they've had this desire for baptism, or perhaps if their parents had a desire for the child to be baptized, or if we perhaps pray for the children who died before baptism, that the Lord in his mercy would embrace them and take them to heaven. So today's gospel is all about the necessity and the importance of baptism. Jesus tells Nicodemus, this is how we're born from above. This is how we're born again, of water and the Holy Spirit.